How would you feel if your child were in prison for life? Josephine Howell has known since 1999. That's when her oldest son, Charles, got two life sentences in prison for two counts of murder in the second degree. He was 17 years old. Today, Josephine Howell lives here and fronts the band Radio Raheem. The band has written a song called Dear Charles. Howell told Jeannie Yandel that when Charles first went to prison, she found it too painful to talk to him. But Charles never gave up on her.
He kept reaching out to me, no matter what. And he didn't reach out on asking me for anything. He just kept saying, I need you. I am a grown man in here with a bunch of hard legs, and I still need my mom. I need my mommy. So whatever you got to do, just write. Just write. Even if it doesn't make sense, just write it down. I need to hear you. And to me, that didn't make sense. To me, I needed to be the mother. I needed to be positive. I needed to have good words to say. And he was like, Mom, just write. Or if you can't write, just talk. Just, I need to hear your voice. I need to know what's going on with my family. I cannot look at this 24/7 and keep a sane mind. So it clicked. To hear that he needed me blew my mind.
I'm talking with Josephine Howell. She's the lead singer in the band Radio Raheem, and we're talking about why she and the rest of the band made a song about her son. Charles is currently serving two life sentences in prison, and the song, the goal of the song is to address this question of what it feels like to have your child be in prison for life. We're not even scratching the surface of that answer, really. So what is it like to try and express that in a 5-minute long song? What is that like?
It's kind of like insane because literally, like you said, we're not even scratching the surface. We're really right on we're hovering over the top because the depth of those feelings, I don't even know how to express it. I liken it to like I'm a mother that has given birth to 6 children. So imagine natural birth and you're having a baby over and over and over and over and over and over again, and the contractions are hitting at the highest peak. You're crowning and everything is happening, and you're letting out a yell or a moan or a groan that you cannot even express, because to actually deal with how you're feeling is scary sometimes, because you sometimes I used to get to a place where I would feel it and not be sure that I could come out of that feeling. You want to go back in time. You want to say, okay, this I can make this. I could do something. Okay, now that I know, let me go back. Let me change some things. Let me fight harder. Let me do something. So this is just like an opening. It's just an opening to say it exists. It's real. Hopefully you can get maybe an idea from it, but I can never really explain it. And in all actuality, I believe sometimes you have to be in the position in order to understand, and I never, ever want anybody to have to be in this position to understand it. So I'll try my best to explain it.
What do you get out of trying to explain it, to make this small opening, as you described it?
I'm not the only one that's in this. You could be talking to somebody, and this is not like something that somebody shares over coffee. This is not like something that somebody just wants to openly tell you. And I just want people to know, hey, you know, there's this chick over here named Josie. She understands. She knows. And she got a son named Charles. He actually understands. And that it affects so many people at so many times.
It sounds like you're hoping that people will be able to have empathy for this situation.
Yes, I do.
There are probably people listening to this, though, who might be victims of crimes. They might have family members or loved ones who are victims of crimes. Why should they have empathy for this situation?
Because if you hold on to the very thing that you feel has destroyed you, it will keep destroying you. You have to release. You have to let go. It is not an excuse. It is not, like I said, it's not for sympathy. It's so you can be free. It's so that you can live, not just exist, but actually live. To get, come past yourself, come past your feelings. All of us have been victim of some type of crime. If we held on to the crime, then the crime continues to have the power that you so desperately don't want it to have. So it's just to know that everybody is hurt when there are crimes done against people, when there are words that are spoken that you cannot ever take back. Words build, words create, and once you speak it out, you're either killing somebody or you're uplifting somebody. It's important for us to take a look at every aspect of life and understand that there's more to it than just our little feelings.
Josephine Howell is the lead singer of the Seattle band Radio Raheem, and the band's latest song is called Dear Charles. It's about Howell's son, Charles, who's been in prison since 1999 for 2 second-degree murder convictions. Josephine Howell talked with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. You can hear Dear Charles later today at our website. That's KUOW.org.
Together, a church in the sky, a church in the sky.